Luzon Island, the Philippines, April 17, 1945. The American 37th Infantry Division was closing in on the Japanese 14th Army headquarters. General Yamashita had only the 5th Company 10th Tank Regiment as his reserve. This company had 3 medium tanks and 2 light tanks. Since Japanese tanks could not fight toe-to-toe against the Sherman tanks, Yamashita directed the company to conduct suicide attacks with their tanks. Japanese crews attacked explosives to the front hull of a Type 97 tank and a Type 95 tank. The 5th Company commander hid these tanks in bamboo along Route 9, down which he expected the Americans to advance. That morning, 2nd Battalion, 148th Infantry, sent 2 companies of infantry supported by Shermans and tank destroyers down Route 9. The Japanese repulsed the initial attack by launching kamikaze attacks with 2 of their hidden tanks. These tanks charged the Shermans as they rounded a bend in the road. The lead tank was surprised at the sudden appearance of Japanese armor. The Sherman attempted to back away but drove into a depression alongside the road. The 2 Japanese tanks rammed and knocked out 2 Shermans, destroying themselves in the process. The surviving Japanese crewman, brandishing a sword, jumped from his tank and charged futilely toward the Americans. With the help from F Company's flanking attack, 2nd Battalion cleared the Japanese from their main defensive position on Ridge A. A local Japanese counterattack failed to dislodge the Americans, and the 148th Infantry sustained 10 killed and 75 wounded, while the Japanese suffered over 100 dead. This was the only reported use of Japanese suicide tanks in the Pacific Theater. So you won't see this special rule in any other scenario.
Shall we better?
Everybody, we're very excited to bring you Rich Domovic and Bob Holmstrom playing Kamikaze Gorge, Schwerpunkt number 193. And this is going to feature Rich on the Japanese defense. And so without any further ado, we'll turn it over to Rich.
Hello, this is Rich, and I'm defending the with the Japanese in Kamikaze Gorge. A kind of a cool scenario. The I have the Japanese, and I have 6 447s, 1448, and I have another group of 4447s. And essentially, this is on a map, part of Board 50 in 2A. But the essential part of this scenario is there's 3 areas that I have to defend. Bob has to take 2 of those areas. One is up front, and that's defended by a group of 4447s, a medium machine gun, a mortar, and that's going to get overwhelmed. And then he must come through there and take one of these 2 back areas. And my defense is based on the guys up front holding the first area. I know they're going to lose because the Americans have overwhelming firepower to that group. What I want to do is delay him as much as possible, but more importantly, what I want to do with that group is not allow the American infantry to get around me to the back axis. So that's how I want to delay. They're going to die in place. They're going to seize. There's a ridges. They're going to continue to get up ridge so that if he advances on them, he's CX. And they're just going to just try to live as long as they can, but prevent him from seeping around the edges. Of the 2 back areas, I think the one on the left, from the Japanese perspective, is the much more important one. I think that's the one where the Americans can get to. The one on the right is, I'm hoping, you know, very hard to get to, and I have it lot lighter defended. Although I have the counters arranged so it looks like they're evenly defended, because to get to the one on the right, he has to go up a 4-level hill and down again and through a river, a stream, and so I just don't know if he's going to make that. So my goal is, as I said, to stop him from seeping around early, to die in the first one with as long as I can, survive as long as I can, and then hold out on the second one for the win. As a tactical point, the Japanese in this scenario can hip two squad equivalents, so I've deployed 1 squad, and I have 2 of them hipped in victory hexes. I have to be within 2 hexes of a hill hex on each of these areas to win. So I hipped 1 squad equivalent to 2 237s in woods hexes around the in the left hill. On top of the left hill, I hipped a 228.
You could actually name the hexes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I could. I hipped one in L17. Thank you, Dave. I hipped one in O18. And then I also hipped a machine gun in N18 with a 228 and 9.1 liter, my heavy machine gun. So that hill is actually fairly heavily defended. There's a unique feature with tanks here. They have DCs on them. The Japanese were desperate, and they couldn't do much to the Sherman, so they tied DCs on. They tried to ram them. That's not a bad thing. That may come into play. I have a tank. Oh, and the tanks can be hip by SSR. I have one hipped in B16 on the right hill. I have one hipped at I-19 looking down the road. That's my one with the 57 gun, which is the only one that can really take on a Sherman and destroy it. And then I have one hipped in K-20 looking sideways so that when he comes down the road, I can possibly get a side shot. In front of the 57L, because when a 57 tank in I-19, I have a set DC in I-20. And I have a hip tank hunter hero. You can do that. Read the rules. In H-19, who will set off that DC if he comes to, because when he sees that 57 tank, he's probably going to try to swarm it. So I have a DC in front of it. I have a tank hunter hero to release the set DC in front of it. And I have a tank in K-20 shooting into the side of it. So it's a little tank trap. Hopefully that will work. I also have a tank hunter hero hipped in U7, which is the road on the upper hill that he would take around to get around me. Then I also have a DC hero hipped in R4, controlling the road as it comes around, which I think he'll come. Those are obviously there just to try to get a tank. This is 1945, so the Japanese are allowed to hip their DC heroes. And I guess that's pretty much what the deal is.
And we'll read off, go ahead and read off each onboard group also.
Sure, so I will do that.
In each hex, and then we'll be ready for Bob.
I will tell you what's there. In O20, I have a 447.
Concealed.
Everything's concealed because he's coming from offboard. In M20, I have a concealed 447. I have it. My 1.448 in L19. With a light machine gun and a 9.1 liter. So with that and the hip machine gun up in N18, I have really all my leadership there. I have a 447 in C18 bamboo, his PTO train. I have a half squad in D18 to make it look like there's some guys there. And I have a full squad in E19. I also have one hip guy in F19 on the other side of the gorge, and he's there. He's a half squad. He's there because he's hard to get to, and he's two hexes from D17, which is a victory hex. So in my estimation, in a likely case, he attacks that hill, I'll have a hip guy there. I have in 05, in the up front group, I have a 228 medium machine gun and an 80 in 05. Now you'd say, why are they there? He's coming from the other side. They're going to take off down that road the first chance they get if he doesn't come around with a tank, and they're going to try to join the back group, abandoning their friends. I have a in I-5, I have a 447 and a mortar. The purpose of that mortar and that 447 is to interdict anybody coming through the W, X, and Y rows, and they can also see down into the stream from their height. And so if any Americans try to come rolling through there, their only job is to shoot those guys up and make it tough for them. I then have three 447s in F7, S8, and R7. And those are just the delaying force. Then I have my four dummies in 07 looking like the medium machine gun so that he may pause before he comes rolling right up the road. That's pretty much my setup.
All right. And as a neutral commentator, I don't have anything to say. I'm just thrilled to have these two great players at my house and bringing this to you, the listeners. So we will – Rich made one mistake. His Japanese conceals in C-19, not C-18. And I'll take some pictures, and then we'll call Bob down, and he will talk about his plan of attack.
Because Americans, they have 14 squads, 8-7 morale, 6-6 morale. 4 leaders, including a 9.2 and 3-1 leaders, 1 heavy machine gun, 2 medium machine guns, 2 bazookas, 3 Sherman tanks, 1 Hellcat tank destroyer, and 1 Priest which is a 105 self-propelled gun. So those are a pretty powerful force coming in to take on a much less powerful Japanese force. However, the victory conditions are pretty stiff in that I have to take two of three areas on the board, and they're situated in a triangle, so it's not each area is further, pretty far from each of the other areas. So I got to take two of those three areas and clear them out of Japanese troops. It's going to be tough because the Japanese, they've got concealment, they're on hills. So to get at them, I'm going to have to try and move up hills, which means there could be a lot of CX units, which aren't good going against Japanese. You don't want to be CX going into adjacent to Japanese because they'll ambush you and kill you and walk away. The Japanese also get some hip guys, which will mean they've got two squads worth of hip units they can put on the board. This makes it especially tough for me because they can kind of spread them around in the jungle hexes around these victory areas, and then I'm going to have to search through all those jungle hexes to make sure they're not hanging out there to pop up at the end of the game to win it. So it's pretty stiff victory conditions and not a lot of time. I'm going to get six movement phases, and that's not a lot of time with the terrain with all the hills and jungle and stuff. It's going to be real difficult. We have to really move quickly to be able to take two of the three areas.
And you're playing with your left force?
Okay, the way I've got it set up, decided to approach it, there's, I've got, my left, my center, and my right. My right's actually the most open of the terrain, and I can move the quickest through it. Problem I see with that is it's almost too open, and I'm pretty sure those guys aren't going to make it through there. I also can't get any armor up there because I've got the double slopes coming out of the stream. So if I want to get armor through there, I would have to go through the center of the board, which I'm sure Rich is going to have plenty of guys hidden and ready to hit me on those jungle roads there on that hill. So what I decided to do was to go to my left, which is, it's going to take a bit more time. However, there's nothing he can set up to interdict my first two movement phases. So I can get up on this level 4 hill. I can get my armor up there as well, which means that armor can see the other two victory areas and put fire on those victory areas. And then my infantry can then, they're going to have to move fast at the end because they're only going to basically have a turn to clean out one area, but they should get there without really taking any fire or having to worry about getting ambushed. So that's my plan, whether it's the right way to go or not. I'm not sure. We'll see how it plays out. But so I went heavy to my left and in center, and really nothing. I put one squad on my far right because he can kind of infiltrate down the stream. And that's it. We'll see how it goes. I got my plan then for the two victory areas. Then once you see my setup, is pretty obvious. I want to take the up front one, and then the one on my left. Those are the two I'm going to look to take.
And we should name what's in each stack.
Sure.
In our entrance hex.
Sure.
To start off, and then we'll be ready to go. Okay. Go ahead and do that now. Write that down.
Okay, so going from my left to right, coming in at I-10 is the priest. Now he's going to look to head straight up the hill. He'll only get about halfway up the hill on his first turn, but by the second turn he'll be in hex K4, which will give him the ability to see both the M-19 hill and the C-17 hill and either fire smoke, or he can fire HE depending on what the targets are. Or white phosphorus, I think he has quite a bit of that as well. Then next to him, coming in at J10, I've got a leader, 8-1 leader, plus three squads, including a bazooka. They're going to head straight up the hill. They'll get about halfway up on their turn one. Coming in at K10, I've got one Sherman tank. I've got my Hellcat tank destroyer, and then a big squad, which includes 2.5 squads. I have my heavy machine gun, my medium machine gun, my 9-2, and they're going to also try and get up on top of the hill to K4 to be able to put serious firepower on the other two areas. Then we go to my center force coming in at Q10. I've got 2.5 squads. Nothing fancy. They're going straight up the gut, up that road. Next to them on R10. On R10, I've got my Sherman tank, a couple squads and a leader. Coming in on S10, I've got my last Sherman tank, and I've got a couple half squads. T10, I've got a 9-1 leader and a squad. U10, I've got a squad and a bazooka. And on W10, I've got a single squad. So those are my forces.
Now, interspersed in this podcast, we tried something a little different. I just kind of interject some play-by-play commentary as the game's unfolding. So it may not make total sense to you, but we'll leave it in to catch a feel of the game as it went, as it progressed. And we'll still do the regular reports at the end of each turn. And I'll put a camera sound in between the little snapshot play-by-play reports. Yeah, just like that. Bob had armored assault into S10, and Rich's little squad up in S8 managed to break both men. Tank continued up. Bob unbuttoned to try and throw smoke up onto T8. Got a pin check from a subsequent shot from the Japanese squad and had to button up and then missed the smoke by one. Rolled a 3. Bob's sniper just got a 1 on Rich's sniper, so his number's down now. And then Bob just brought a half squad up into, was that residual shot, guys?
No, he brought him up into the onto the ledge, and my guy uncloaked the squad of 447 and took a shot and threw snake eyes,
and
killing the half squad.
Yeah, so Bob just lost a half squad on snake eyes. Oh, no, Bob just ran a squad straight up the road.
Half squad,
luckily, to O8, and then he, Rich revealed a squad in R7 and rolled a 3, and there's another half squad gone of Bob's forces.
Playing very well so far.
Rich is rolling better than I do.
And he threw a 10, which ELR'd him and broke him and made him less than a happy man.
Yeah, Bob's squad went up to R8, took a subsequent shot, and Rich rolled a 5, and Bob rolled a 10. So, not a broken guy, but at least he's not vapoed. Bob had moved his large stack on his left from, looks like, J10 straight up the hill to J7. He's got a vehicle in front of that somewhere on K6, is that, gentlemen?
Yes. He's on J7. And then he has a vehicle bypassing J9.
J6.
J6, I'm sorry.
Yeah, J6 bypass vehicle.
M7.
And M7's his other large stack, and a vehicle in it, and a vehicle behind it.
In M8.
Okay. And that's going to end, well, we're going to go to advancing yet and stuff.
Right.
That was the end of his move.
So we're going to do stripes.
Bob's advancing fire from
always the color die,
U9.
Small.
T7.
6 for 3. So he's
red striped the Japanese.
T7.
And then a Japanese sniper just broke a squad in Bob's stack.
Yeah, right. Or if you get, Yahtzee, I rolled 3 sixes.
In J7, one squad is broken from a sniper. Japanese in turn 1. Mr. Domovic appears to be skulking or something. Or maybe he's moving back further. I don't know. But he's not prep firing anything. Bob's using his defensive shots to probe empty hexes, looking for hidden Japanese.
Okay. On my turn, I was fairly lucky up in the middle. I killed two half squads with good rolls. He striped one of my squads. And so what I did in my turn is I skulked back. I kept the mortar guy in T5, still covering the end run, which is not going to occur now. He actually fooled me, and he's tacking up the tough hill. My other guys all set up on the hill ridge of S6, R6, and O6.
They actually read specifically what's in each hex?
Okay, sure. There's a stripe squad in S6, a full squad, 447, in R6, and another full squad in O6. The deal is to stay on the hill, and he can't get up without going CX himself, and so they're going to be able to shoot at him, and he'll stripe them, and eventually they'll melt away. My medium, which was going to run back, actually went rolling over to N4 because I'm reacting to the fact that he has a significant force coming in on his left, and so I have a machine gun and a crew and a 9-1 leader concealed, but CX in N4. And then I took one other guy off. All the guys in the back hill stayed, except the guy in LM20 went to L19, and the leader squad and machine gun ran to I-18 because I'm trying to stay flexible for Bob's option should he rush my left hill. I was going to reinforce it. But other than that, a fairly normal turn. In okay shape so far. I don't think there's anything wrong.
And then, Rich, I thought you were going to use the mortar on the stream?
Yes, the mortar covers the stream.
Wasn't enough of a target when you came across?
Well, the two-level woods block me here.
Correct.
But if he comes any more, I will shoot him. And frankly, that attack is not materializing too much. So he's going to take off pretty soon.
All right, thanks. And then we'll go to Bob for his report at the end of turn one.
They've got two squads, 8-1 8-1 leader. I got my priest and bypass. K7, two half squads, one with the bazooka. M7, I've got Sherman tank. M8, I've got my Hellcat. N6.
Is that just the same big stack as the start?
The N6, I got all my machine guns up there with my 9.2. Q8, I've got a concealed squad. R8, I've got a 667. R9, I've got a broken squad. S9, I've got a Sherman plus a squad and an 8.1 liter. In T8, I've got a Sherman and a half squad. T10, I've got a 9.1 liter, a 667, and a broken half squad. U8, I've got my 667 with the bazooka. And V7, I've got a concealed 666 double dog squad. Those are my guys.
All right, and it was a brutal first turn with some low rolls against you
and
bad morale checks, but
you're
feeling you're going to still pull this off, right?
Well, yeah, that's lost two half squads, so that's going to happen. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. He broke a couple of guys, but he broke about four guys, actually, but they're pretty much all going to be rallied
by
my start of this coming turn, so.
So your plan of attack will stay the same for now?
It is. I may, because in the middle he kind of knocked me get pretty good. I may have to kind of peel my hill guys, so my hill guys over to help take the top hill, rather than just heading straight back. So I may do that. Plus he put the squad here or this group of guys in N4. Now it's 50-50 that's his dummy, because he's got four dummies. That could be one of these two stacks is a dummy stack.
Either this one or that one.
Q5. So either N4 Q5 is a dummy. I'm not sure which. I'm kind of thinking Q5, but I'm terrible at guessing those type of things, so I'm always wrong. So we'll see. I'll probably run a half squad in the P5 right away. See if he draws any fire. See if he tries to strip my concealment. I guess he can, because Q6 is definitely a real squad. I know that. The other option, I can run a half squad up to O5 and see if he wants to strip concealment. Now I think he probably can see him from back on that hill, maybe. So we'll have to see. But if he lets that guy go, then I know that that's the dummy then in N4. So.
All right, ready for turn two?
Ready to go.
Bob.
Anyone? Also, if there's somebody there, you would reveal them, right?
Yeah, white phosphorus would be a morale check. Oh, Bob placed white phosphorus from the creek guy, the guy in the river.
That was a tank under hill there.
Oh.
It was a tank under hill there.
Okay. And he's
dead.
He's gone.
Yeah. From, wait, what? What?
He had a tank hunter hero hip there.
He takes a morale check.
Right, but a tank hunter hero is eliminated
once he reveals.
Oh.
Unless he's the tackle.
Unless he's a tank.
Oh. Okay, Bob just threw smoke from white phosphorus from U8 to U7, and it took out a tank hunter hero with white phosphorus. Very good play, Bob. We have this bowl of chips out here, and the players are so into the game, they're not even eating the chips. It's amazing. And now my daughter's here. She wants to go to her piano lesson. Luckily, she just got her license. She's going to drive herself there. No crashing the car, Meg.
I'll try not to.
That's what I think.
You think I don't get a search?
I think you get your own hatch, I think.
Bob is...
I know if you're off six and there's somebody next to you, take casualties.
Bob is searching a little here, and we're looking up the rule on if you roll a six when you're searching. There's a +2 against the Japanese when you're searching for them because they're so good at hiding.
Ready?
Okay. My strategy here is I'm trying to redeploy towards the hill I thought he would never come after because he looks like he's coming after it. So having said that, the man in E18, the full squad who was striped this turn by his tanks up on the hill at the line of sight that I probably should have seen, is now back in D17 CX. He came there. The guy with the machine gun who was in the middle to reposition dove into the gully and went to G17. He's coming to reinforce that hill. My two squads on the other hill went to K20 and L19.
Still concealed,
and there's still a heavy machine gun up there to help harass him as he comes off the big hill, and I have the two half squads back there. I'm hoping that...
Still hidden.
So I'm thinking that hill's pretty good. Now I'm starting to worry about the hill I didn't worry about. In the D18 and C19, those two squads stayed there. And then up in the little tiny frontal thing, I basically repositioned my squads. I got a white phosphorus result on the armor in U6, so he did no damage to my guy with the mortar. And then I did create a berserk guy in 07, and so I repositioned my stripe squad in R6 to take up the berserker. I split my dummies, who everybody knows by now, B4 and Q5, and then I have a concealed squad in B5, and then I have a full squad in S6. R6 is the soaker, and then the guy with the mortar in T5 is just going to take it and hopefully delay him a turn. I'm hoping he gets a little nervous about taking that hill and he runs the 9-2 over, but I think Bob's too sharp for that. I think the 9-2 is going to head for the back right hill, and so we'll see. I think this turn and the next turn will tell a lot of what happens. If I can get a shot with my heavy or something at the 9-2, I have a shot. Otherwise, I think he may take the back hill, but it's still not over by a long shot. Okay.
All right.
Forces going from left to right. J1, I've got two squads and an 8-1 leader. They're all concealed. K4, I've got my priest, my Hellcat, and then two concealed half squads underneath them with a bazooka. Over in N4, I've got my 9-2 leader, plus two half squads with medium machine guns. They're the ones who just killed the... crew up there
in close combat.
I've got in 05, I've got my broken heavy machine gun, plus I've got my Sherman. A P7, I have a broken half squad. In Q7, I have a Berserk 546. In R7, I have a 666. In R9, I've got a 546, a broken 667, and an 8-1 leader. S7, I've got a 3-4-6 half squad. T7, I have a concealed half squad and 9-1 leader and a broke 6-6-7 squad with the bazooka. U6, under the dispersed white phosphorus, I have a Sherman tank and a 6-6-6 squad who's CX. Right behind them in U7, I have a 667 squad and another Sherman.
And your strategy, your thoughts from here?
Thoughts. It's kind of, yeah, it's a turn that was okay for me, I suppose. I think I caught Rich a little off guard attacking on my left. I don't think he was expecting that. Whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. Take a little time. Like I wanted to do, I have my tanks and infantry up on top of the hill at the end of turn two. So now I command that hill. There's not a ton of great line of sights from the hill, but it keeps him from reinforcing really from one side to the other for the other two hill victory locations. I took out his medium machine gun and leader in close combat, but he did kill a half squad that was with that group. But it's good to get them out of the way. It's slow going on the front hill, and I move up, and he shoots and breaks my guys, and that's kind of how it's going so far. So I've got, it is taking its toll on him a little bit, so I've got kind of a big turn for me if I can make some serious progress here on the hill. I'm not as much worried about this hill as I am being able to get to the back. I think I've got enough time on the front. Even if things don't go well for me this turn, I'm still going to have three more movement phases. So I got time up front. It's really if I'm going to have enough time with my left group to be able to get and clear that left side victory location. Right now it looks pretty good, but we'll see.
Trying to jump them in close combat, I kind of like that idea.
Mm-hmm. I think I will. I just learned that if you have a broken squad that's in a hex with a berserker, he can still rout out of the hex.
Sure.
And I also learned that you can advance a concealed guy into open ground as long as the what, Bob?
As long as
they can't get a first fire movement open ground shot, they can stay concealed even in open ground, even behind the tank and even with the tank in it or anything that would block it, right? So grain or anything. So, and I think I also just learned that a berserk guy stays berserk till he actually kills someone.
Or he charges a hex, and or he has no one in his line of sight. He charges the last hex, and he can't see anybody. Then he kind of reverts. You know?
But since he charged, he saw someone, he broke them in firepower, advanced fire, then the guy's fled, so he's still crazy, just standing there going, hey, I want more blood.
Right.
Okay, I did not know that, Bob. I'm also learning that berserk guys are not good orders, so they can't fire group.
Yeah, they can't fire group in a normal. I think if they're in the same hex, they can fire group. I'm pretty sure. Look at them.
These guys aren't going to shoot.
And then here in turn three, Bob made a big push down on his left. He's down across the stream. I'll take a picture, and we won't report in.
Sure.
And on the right side is they're still duking it out, like on that hill. And then we'll play turn four, and then we'll report after that, probably. This is the end of the U.S. turn four.
Mm.
You ready?
Hello, it's a couple turns later here. My realignment of my forces has shown up. Bob has taken the entire hill up front. There are only two dummies there denying concealment, and he's aware of that. He took them out in bloody CC, reducing them and CCing them, and one of my guys threw a 12, and whatever happened, they died horrible deaths. And he is he's invading the hill on the right, and that's going to be the battle for the game. My heavy machine gun in NA-18 uncloaked itself and took a boar-sighted hex shot at something down 5, but didn't kill a guy. But he's open there now, and I still have my two hip guys on the left hill, so I don't think he can get there. They're still in the same hex as L-19 and O-18, so I think he cannot get to them.
He would have to find them and search for them?
Right. Yeah, well, he has to make them not in good order,
right. And
he can't do that. And on my other hill, he's made some good progress. I have my tank in B-16, my 47L decloaked, and killed his 14, the 105 gun tank. And all my other guys in the area are decloaked, except for my hidden guy in F-16, who qualifies as two hexes. In C-16, I have a striped first-line squad. I have a concealed elite squad with a light and a 9-1 leader in the gully of a D-16. I have a full squad in D-18. I have a half squad in E-18, and I have a full squad in H-19. And then I have a hip in E-18, a hip first-line CX squad. So I have guys to defend it. He's got squads, too. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. He has 2 movement turns to reduce my hill to no good order units. At this point, I would guess it's 60-40 me. That's just my guess. I could be wrong. You know, that such is it. What else? My plan is to move my heavy machine gun off the hill to L-15, where it's going to cover his 9-2, which is in F-19, and also cover E-19. And so I'm going to try to retard the 9-2, who I fear the most. And then everybody else is just going to try to skulk, except for the guy in D-18 who is going to shoot. He's in bamboo. So that's my plan, and we'll see how it works out.
Sure. We'll start on board 2A because I have a lot of guys there now. I've got half squad and a bazooka in A-16. I've got a full squad in A-17. I've got my Hellcat plus a concealed half squad and lead 8-1 leader, and that's in B-17. B-18, I have the crew from my priest. In C-19, I got a 667 squad. In E-20, I've got a half squad with a medium machine gun. F-19, I've got a concealed half squad with a medium plus my 9-2 leader. Okay, going on to board 50, in I-1, I've got a Sherman tank. In P-6, I got a broken half squad. In Q-5, I've got an 8-1, a second-line squad, and a first-line half squad. In R-4, I've got a 9-1 leader and 2 squads. S-3, I've got a CX second-line squad. In S-4, I've got a squad. S-5, I've got a Sherman tank. In T-4, I've got a squad with the bazooka. So those are my guys.
What's that busted vehicle over there? I missed that.
That's a Sherman. I went and bypassed to try and freeze a squad of Rich's, and he rolled a 3. He needed a 4 to immobilize. He rolled a 3 and killed him. So, yeah, on reaction fire. So, yeah.
Okay, and so you've finally taken that top hill, you think?
Taking the front hill. Yep, I do have to do probably 1 or 2 searches just because there's a couple, I think 1 hex maybe or 2, maybe just 1 or 2 back here that I'm not sure about. I'm pretty confident Rich didn't put any more hip. So now I've got 2 movement phases left. I've got not a lot of guys, but guys on my left-hand hill, which is the D-17 hill. So I've kind of got that surrounded a little bit. I've got some armor and infantry. But he's pretty solid there right now. And then I've got some squads, too. I could also go after the M-19 hill. Although I think, you know, like I said, I'm pretty sure he's going to have some hip half squads in those jungle hexes. So that's going to be kind of a, you know, difficult thing. But, you know, right now I'm looking pretty much at D-17. But I do have an option to send some squads that way.
Rich got a Tank Hunter Hero in there from D-17 brush across the hill and in. Bob shot a adjacent squad at 12 even and a AA gun at 12 neg. And the men, too, in there. None of them could quite stop him. Wounded him, and he came in and he killed the tank. So don't forget your Tank Hunter Heroes when you play the Japanese. As Bob moved a tank and bypassed in a woods hex by C-16, which is tank, he fired main armament, missed. Bob got a bounding fire blaze on it. And Rich fired the machine guns at that bypassed woods hex just to lay the resid in for Bob's infantry.
You want to fire your machine guns on that tank?
Something I don't think about a lot.
Nice.
Okay, everybody, up above is a photo of Lena turned five, I think, which we're not going to discuss, so I'm just putting it up there as we continue these little snapshots of the game. If you have the MP4 version that has the photos through the iTunes. Otherwise, we'll have it up on our website, as usual. Bob has rolled a tank from way up on the front hill down the road and hit the set DC, which is in front of the hidden vehicle.
Let's see if in Tank Hunter Hero, which exempts rules...
In Hex I-19 on board 2A.
I'll just roll it and see if it matters.
You're seeing if he has to
Here's your detonation. I do not!
He did not pass his normal task check to detonate it.
Right. So he did not detonate it, I guess. So it goes away,
it's
right?
It's gone.
Here's the epilogue. I edged Bob out. He probably got within one turn of winning. He basically attacked the back right hill, and I had a squad in B-16, 347, with one of his tanks in there and a leader, and it was going to be ambush, and if I could withdraw, I won. There was also one an ambush in C 17, where I had a squad. He had an immobilized tank. My squad was pinned. And he had a crew in there, so that was not going to be a good order location. I needed a good order location within two hexes of D-17. In D-17, he had a 667, which was CX, against my 137, which was not stealthy, but if I ambushed him, I could withdraw. But the guy he could not get there was he never got the hip guy who showed up in F-16. He never bug-hunted that guy. Unfortunately, his 9-2 pinned on that last turn, and his machine gun guy broke in E-18, and so he didn't take that hill. He came very close to taking the other hill, however, as I redeployed across. I got really lucky on the last second to last turn. Well, I got unlucky in that my set DC did not go off from my Tank Hunter Hero and would have killed his tank. And then his tank killed my tank, which was point blank. But then my 37 took an intensive fire DI shot and rolled snake eyes and immobilized his tank. Or else I think he would have won on the left side. He exposed my hip guy in L-17.
By searching or by moving into the hex?
He moved right up next to me, and I probably should have stayed concealed, but I thought he was going to move into the hex because he had two more movements, so I uncloaked and shot him. Yeah. And then I pinned him, but this other guy broke me. Then he eventually pinned the heavy machine gun guy in N-17, but not until I had broken two of his squads. And basically he had a hero and a squad to move in and get that. But once again, there was an 018 hip squad that he never got to. And so he could never get to him. So he never got the – he needed another turn to get the bug hunt part out, and he would have done it. But it was a very good game. It was full of lots of twos and twelves. My Tank Hunter Heroes killed his
– 76L tank.
Yeah, the 24, the Hellcat or right. Hellcat. You know, my tank hunter has killed two of his guys. I used all six of them, and it was a good game all the way around. Things went back and forth with, you know, as it does in ASL.
And you'd say it's pretty well evenly matched up?
Well, I played this now twice. I played this as the Americans, and I took the back left hill on Jeff Coyle in the Vassal League, and it was close, but I went on the last turn. And then this one, I think, you know, was pretty close, too. I mean, he needed one more turn. But the guys in front on the hill that held out did their job, frankly. They lasted a long time, and they slowed down a lot of his troops. And by the time his guys got free of that front hill, he could not get to the back left hill. And I was just able to deploy enough guys to the right hill to keep that one also. So, again, thanks to Dave for letting us do this. And Bob's always a great opponent. And I guess I play him in the ASL Open first round next year. So good luck. I'll see him in St. Louis.
And so the final dispositions were Japanese 227 in 018, and then this melee in N-17 with a 9-1 Japanese leader and a 228 Japanese crew who was pinned. The heroic American 8-1 leader, a bazooka 667, is in there in N-17 with them. They were in a melee. They did not resolve the melees. N-18, broken, American 546, second-line squad. DM. M18, broken 666 DM. L18, 9neg1667. L17, broken 237 Japanese DM. K18, pin 666. And American Immobilized Tank, I-20. The blazing Japanese tank in K-20, the destroyed Japanese tank in K-1, I-19. Japanese 237, an F-16, and then next to it an F-17, a broken 237 Japanese half-squad DM. E-18, broken American 347 with a medium machine gun DM, and a pinned 9neg2 liter. 137 Japanese half squad and D-17 in melee with a double time CX 667 squad. They didn't resolve that. D-19, a CX'd MMG and 347 Americans. C-17, American crew. And a vehicle immobilized also, and a pinned 447. They didn't resolve that melee, or a melee here in B-16 and 8neg1 CX'd with a 347 Japanese squad. So, yeah, it looked like Bob just ran out of time there. Couldn't get to clear out this back hidden guy in F-16. So I think they both played great, as well as I expected. They didn't miss any tricks. Bob was searching, using smoke, white phosphorus. Japanese were using white phosphorus with their mortar up front. Bob was searching. There were hidden units that were placed to be the end game hexes. So it does look tough for the Americans, I think. Kamikaze Gorge got just that six turns. Bob moved real quick to get to this hill on the hill, technically, I think it's hill 523 in hex C-17, or actually that's hill 509 in C-17, and he almost even took 491, hill 491 over an M-19, but having to clear the Japanese when you don't know where they are, you need that extra time to search or something there, or run dudes through all those hexes. So, well, I want to thank those guys for sticking it out. an M2, there was a broken 346 American and a 546 American, I think, unless they just moved those out of the way to play the end game. I have to credit them for sticking it out. We set the game for like 11, and then I attached directions to my house to an email to Rich, and it had a time on it that said, see you at 6:30 or 7. I didn't realize I had the time on the directions. I thought it was a generic direction sheet of paper. So Rich was late because of my mistake getting out here by an hour, and that pushed us into dinner time. And I had to go pick up kids, and I was running around. I left mid-game. And to pick up my son, and his group had gone out for ice cream. It was half an hour late there. And then I left right at 5:30 in the last turn to pick up one kid and drop off the other, and it was a rush hour. So my apologies, gentlemen, and certainly thank you guys for sticking out, playing a great game. And Bob had to leave while I was out, so I didn't get to get his epilogue, but I think we know what he would be saying, so... Sorry, Bob, but thanks for playing. On that last photograph, we left things spread out a little more than they were in the other photographs, so you can kind of maybe see deeper into the stacks. So, until next time, roll low and rally well, but not when you're playing us guys. Bye-bye, everyone.